Speaker 1.
Most people think that you go into business to make a fortune, but for us it just wasn't like that. Oh, don't get me wrong, it's good to make money, but that wasn't our main motivation. It all started 15 years ago when I came back to the UK with my Spanish husband after living in Seville for a few years. I found that I really missed all the wonderful food. Of course, I missed the people too. But getting Spanish ingredients was surprisingly hard, especially outside London. After networking online with Spanish people living in the UK, I did some market research on the availability of Spanish food over here. I found that apart from in a few specialist shops, you couldn't get stuff like good chorizo, saffron, or proper paella rice for love nor money. So I thought, why not set up a Spanish food business online? And that's just what we've done. We've just redesigned our first fairly rudimentary website, and things are going from strength to strength.
Speaker 2.
Some people thought I was mad when I left my job. I'd worked my way up from junior designer to creative director in a well-known advertising company. And I suppose you could say I'd been very successful. But the higher I moved up the company, the more stressful it became. I spent more time travelling on planes than I did with my kids. Then, while I was catching up on paperwork on a flight, I started thinking about the creative side of the job. I picked up a pen and started doodling on my paper napkin. Before I knew it, I'd done about 50 different designs, and I suddenly realised that I didn't want to be a director anymore, but a designer. So, after persuading my wife this was the right thing to do, I resigned from my job and set up my own design agency, just me and two other talented youngsters. Sure, I don't earn half as much as I used to, but I really enjoy working for myself.
Speaker 3.
I had always sworn that I would never do it. I come from a long line of farmers, but I was completely adamant about working in a different sector. My great-grandparents bought and developed the land in the 1920s, and it's been passed down across the generations. While my older brother and sister took an avid interest in the animals and farm work, I ran off to college as soon as I could. After I graduated in medicine, I chose to work as a GP at an inner-city surgery, as I wanted to keep as far away from the farm as I could. Then things started to get very tough for farmers. I saw my parents age from the work and responsibility, and I felt bad about leaving all the admin to my brother and sister. So eventually I took early retirement, moved back to the old farmhouse, and I've taken on some of the behind-the-scenes work. I'll never be a country girl at heart, but you know what they say, blood's thicker than water.
Speaker 4.
I suppose you could say I fell into business. I didn't do particularly well at school, and so ended up doing 9 to 5 or just temporary work. It wasn't very stimulating, but I didn't mind too much because I never had to work late or give up my weekends. I'd always been interested in fashion, and was pretty good at designing and making my own clothes. Then my friends started asking me to make things for them. I did this as a favour or gave them away as presents. Then one day, a group of friends and I were out in town wearing some of my designs. I couldn't believe it when this guy walked up and asked where we'd bought them. I explained that they were all hand-designed, and the next thing I knew, he was offering to help me set up a small business. It turned out he ran an enterprise scheme for young clothes designers. He helped me find a workshop, get funding for equipment and materials, and now the orders are rolling in.
Speaker 5.
I never expected to have a career in business, let alone be running my own company. It all started when I was teaching English as a foreign language in Berlin. A friend of a friend asked me to do some one-to-one classes with a businesswoman who wanted help with presentation skills. She had such a busy schedule that we met at very odd hours of the day, 5:30 in the morning before she went to work, or late in the evening when she'd finished. I ended up getting quite a can-do attitude because I was willing to give classes any time and anywhere within reason. Most of the other language schools and tutors weren't available much outside general working hours, which wasn't much use to people with a packed schedule. Word spread, and then a few colleagues and I went freelance and set up a network of tutors. 5 years later, here I am with an agency of language teachers in 20 different cities, all of whom cater their timetable and tuition to the exact needs of the client.